Welcome to ABQ Connect, a full hour of special guests, hot topics, a Christian perspective on the news, and views of the day at 338-5790. So join us now for ABQ Connect.
Well, good day, everyone. It is a Monday afternoon here. Awesome afternoon, if I may say so. We got all that stormy Monday stuff out of the way early, and hey, we launched it into a beautiful week here, didn't we? It's going to be about 72 this afternoon, tomorrow in the mid-60s, and I've got one of my favorite people here on ABQ Connect with me in studio this afternoon, Dave Slade. Good to chat with you, brother, and always a pleasure to kind of pick your brain, see what's going on.
Well, great to be here, Peter, and thanks for the kind words.
Certainly. Of course, folks would know you in the real estate and the marketing realm and things of that nature. We talked to you, I think, about midsummer. And things were certainly going forth in real estate land, huh?
Exactly. So, it's been a good year.
But here just recently, we came to kind of start thinking about this book that you wrote a couple of years ago, maybe even, what, 2.5 years ago, I think.
Actually, right? I finished the book in 2010, so it was written 5 years ago, and set it on a table, and it didn't do anything with it for about 2 years because we couldn't find a publisher. And then dusted it off and had it edited and published it in 2012, in the summer of 2012.
Okay. It's called The Christ Virus. And the reason it's so intriguing right now is because of just all this fear and concern across the world about Ebola. And there are some you did choose the viral route to go. A lot of the book obviously is concerned with these medical areas, right?
And yeah, the book essentially just a quick view of the plot. It's about a charismatic terrorist who comes up with this ingenious plan to create a panic and target Christians specifically with suicide terrorists who are infected with a deadly viral contagion. And what's chilling about it is just recently here, a few weeks ago, an article came out quoting a national security expert who said it's very plausible that ISIS could infect terrorists with Ebola and send them across the borders. Now, what's terrifying about that is that there's a 3-week period before the virus begins to manifest itself. So very easy for these people to go through any kind of airport screening, get into the country, and then, of course, you know, spread the virus. And if that were to happen, of course, it would collapse this country financially and cause just tremendous havoc.
Well, we're certainly at a stage here, aren't we, that just the geopolitical system, all the crazy stuff going on worldwide could almost lend itself to this. And obviously, terrorists will stop at nothing to get infiltrating into our system, right? Stopping nothing.
Yes, and of course, this is right out of the Christ Virus, page 162 to be exact. This is what happens. And another thing that's really interesting is the recent transfusions from virus survivors to those who are infected, where they're taking their blood plasma, the antibodies in that, and they are injecting them into infected people. Now, this is right out of page 325. And I remember when I wrote it 5 years ago, I thought, well, this is kind of weird, but I'm going to have this virus survivor take his blood and inject it into this infected person, this doctor, and she's going to be cured. But, you know, it's kind of weird science.
Yeah.
And, of course, when I saw this come out in the news, I thought, ooh, that's a little chilling.
Now, how did you you did a lot of research, obviously, for the book, but you had actually taken a sabbatical, as I remember. Took off out of the business community here and just kind of wanted to write. You felt the Lord was leading you into that area. And
well, this story began as a what if, which a lot of books do, a what if scenario. And that is, what if terrorists got this bioweapon? What would they do if they had it? How would it manifest itself? Mm-hmm. And from there, it began to morph into the story about this man who believed that he was the chosen one to come and prepare the way for the Mahdi, which is the Islamic Messiah, and that in order to do that, he would focus and target Christians. Now, that's not too far off, since we're seeing the destruction of whole Christian communities right now in the Middle East. And we know from reading the Hadith, which is Islam's second holiest book and the Quran, that there's many, many scriptures that deal with the destruction of Christians and Jews.
Yeah, and certainly we are coming to a lot of different points in the world system, right? You've taken it this path. Now, there's an Albuquerque connection here, too, as well, right? An Albuquerque pastor involved here?
Oh, yeah. The protagonist, there's really a couple of protagonists, but one of the main characters is Luke Chavis. He is an Albuquerque pastor of a small church down in the South Valley, and his church is burned to the ground for basically preaching the Word of God, because in the Christ virus, it becomes illegal to teach the entire Bible. The government comes out with a new law. It's basically an anti-hate crime law, and it says that you can't preach anything that's offensive to anyone. And so the Bible is edited. It comes out in a version that's thinner than Thomas Jefferson's original Bible. And what's chilling about that is, if you've been following the headlines down in Houston, the HERO program, which is Houston Equal Rights Ordinance, a pastor spoke out against that. Also known as the bathroom bill, and the mayor and the city council, through the courts, issued a subpoena as saying that you have to turn over all your sermons, anything criticizing HERO or the mayor. And of course, that's, again, right out of the Christ virus.
Well, and you projected that. You're not saying necessarily prophetic warning, but obviously we're moving in a path here towards these issues. You had some foresight for that 6-7 years ago, and we knew at some point those type of situations would develop just because of the tension among us. Right?
Yeah, what's interesting about it now is that I don't think it'll take long, unfortunately, for this trend in terms of the anti-hate crime law to be passed, because we have a completely different environment today than we did back in the 70s and the early 80s, when the whole homosexual agenda was trying to basically do what they're doing now, and that have gay marriages approved by the state constitutions. And of course, the Supreme Court just recently backed away from tackling that whole subject. And so I think that unfortunately we could see what we're talking about here happen really probably within the next decade.
Yeah.
And it already, in fact, is law in Canada that a pastor cannot say anything against homosexuals or transgenders that in any way is considered offensive, because they have an anti-hate crime law in place. Otherwise, they throw you in jail.
Sure. Well, the Houston thing certainly was shocking, because that's kind of a first of its type to actually subpoena sermons. I believe this coming Sunday is Stand Up Sunday, where pastors and fellowships are encouraged to stand strong in the support of these pastors in the Houston area as well.
Yeah, and I think that's great. And I think, for Americans, if there is a warning in the Christ virus that God wants to send to people, I think it is that you are defined not only by what you stand for, but by what you stand against. And that if you allow these things to happen and just sit back and say, well, it's not invading my world right now, eventually it will.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, hey, talking to Dave Slade this afternoon, Christ Virus, the book that came out about 2.5 years ago. And obviously, there's going to be some renewed interest in this, Dave. There already is, right?
Yeah, exactly. I just got a message today on Facebook from somebody that just finished the book and said, oh, shocking, eerie parallels to recent events in the Christ virus.
Yeah, just the whole viral atmosphere and those elements in place right now. We don't know where Ebola is going to be going. Obviously, still fairly isolated. However, like you were saying, you've got a lot of stats, actually, regarding Ebola and some of the other viruses that have come and gone but are still lingering. Let's tackle some of those areas here when we come back, all right?
All right,
maybe somebody's got a question for you. 338-5790 this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Dave Slade joining us, The Christ Virus. And we have a copy of the book for you as well. If you're interested, give us a call this afternoon, 338-5790. Right back with more on ABQ Connect.
Register now for the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home 27th Annual Holiday Affair Benefit Dinner and Auction, Saturday night, November 15th at Embassy Suites Hotel in Albuquerque. Bid on a wide variety of unique items during the silent auction from 5 to 6:30 with dinner and live auction to follow. Show your support by getting tickets now for only $50 each. Call 898-5520. That's 898-5520. Proceeds will benefit Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, providing care for children in need for over 40 years. Most of these children come from crisis situations. They are not orphans, but they are in unsafe or dangerous conditions because of abuse, neglect, abandonment, and/or difficult family situations. So won't you come and support the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home Holiday Affair Benefit Dinner and Auction? Start your Christmas shopping and enjoy a beautiful night out on Saturday night, November 15th. Tickets are still available by calling 898-5520. That's 898-5520. Details at acchkids.org. That's acchkids.org.
For most children, the closest they come to the sounds of gunfire are their video games. For others, they're the noises right outside their door. We are the Army of Love.
Our mission is to help heal the lives of children around the world who are victims of terrorism.
By transforming spent bullets into brass charms, we arm little ones with hope. Purchase yours and be a soldier of love at ReloadLove.com.
Paid for by Alan Way for U.S. Senate.
I'm Alan Way, running for the U.S. Senate. This is a great country with great people, and I'm confident in our ability to restore American leadership. I intend to be part of our solutions, not our problems, and there are many. If I'm your next senator, I'll seek out colleagues on both sides who share my desire for returning this nation to its greatness. I'll never compromise my principles, but have no problem compromising on solutions to get America moving forward. Most of us can agree on what's important for our society and for the country. Most of our citizens are generous, kind to one another, and care deeply for their families. I've been fortunate to achieve success in my life, and I want everyone who seeks success to achieve it. It's the American dream. Therefore, I'm committed to helping create opportunities for Americans and New Mexicans and improving this great state. I'd be grateful for your vote on November the 4th.
I'm Alan Way, running against Tom Udall for the United States Senate, and I approve this message.
You're well-connected for Christian Talk Radio on KNKT. Now, back to ABQ Connect.
KNKT 107.1 FM with Peter Benson. Great to bring in Dave Slade here and chat a little bit more about this book, The Christ Virus. Even when this came out 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, Dave, we were pretty stunned by the events of that day. But even more now, as you projected what the medical tragedies, Ebola virus, like the Houston situation, the subpoenaing of sermons and things of that nature, and even what vigilante type posses down in Mexico and like that.
Yeah, 5 years ago, I had this idea that vigilantes would rise up against the drug cartels. And, of course, nothing like that was happening at the time. There just recently was an article in May of this year where Mexico is legalizing vigilantes who are fighting against the cartels because they're having tremendous success, and they play an important part in the Christ virus and the story.
Wild stuff. It's a wild ride, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty fun, I have to say.
How did you, when the Lord started speaking to you about this writing project, talk a little bit about that transition, and you actually took time off and were faithful, I think, to His calling of you. Right.
I took 2 years off, and it was a sabbatical. My wife and I, Holly, traveled the United States. She really encouraged this work. I mean, a lot of wives would have probably said, hey, you know, you're crazy for doing this. But she said, you know, if you're hearing this from the Lord, then write it. And I was a newspaper reporter before I got into real estate, and I had not actually written anything for about 25 years. So this was quite a great leap of faith for me. God was faithful to bring people around me that were experienced novelists to teach me how to write fiction, mm-hmm. and this book became a reality.
Yeah. How did the Lord start speaking to you regarding the medical issues and the virus aspect of this?
Well, again, it began as a what-if scenario, and from the very beginning, it was a scenario that involved a bioweapon. And so I began reading a lot about bioterrorism, how does it work, how complicated it is. The frightening thing about it is not very complicated. In fact, not more than a couple months ago, they found a computer over in Syria with one of the ISIS fighters with all kinds of designs and plans for a bioweapon. Smallpox, if you get, can actually be cultured in a laboratory. A lot of people don't realize that. There hasn't been any outbreak of smallpox since 1975.
Right, kind of a generation ago, in
yes,
a way.
Yes, the last vaccination was in 1979. We have generations of people that haven't been vaccinated, and smallpox is much deadlier in the sense than Ebola because it can travel very fast.
It spreads
very,
right?
Very fast. It only has a mortality rate of about 35-36% compared to this current strain of Ebola, which is 60%, but it can kill millions.
Is that the virus you're talking about here in the Christ virus?
Yeah, this virus in the Christ virus is a chimeric virus. And a chimeric virus is two viruses that have been stitched together. This is actually based on science. There were reports that came out from the former Soviet Union that they were stitching viruses together, man-made viruses, to create even more virulent forms called the Marburg pox. Marburg pox, which is smallpox combined with Marburg, and Marburg, like Ebola, is a hemorrhagic virus, incredibly deadly, and that the Soviet Union had kept huge thousands and thousands of gallons of smallpox virus. Now, whatever happened to all that, we don't know. It's been illegal since 1973 to manufacture any type of deadly viruses, but obviously that work has gone on.
Well, certainly, yeah. And underground terrorism, we use any form possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
To thwart.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, talk a little bit about Ebola, because but you were saying that there can be, and we see time and time again, the mutations of diseases. Like right now, Ebola doesn't have legs, basically. It doesn't have a lot of transmitting power.
Yes.
However,
exactly. Ebola right now, according to the CDC, in order for someone to be infected with it, they have to come in contact with vomit or feces, something like that from an infected person. That doesn't manifest itself for almost 3 weeks in a person. It is not airborne. They can't sneeze on you and suddenly get it. Mm-hmm. Now, what's scary about viruses is that they have the ability to mutate, and this is what happens. They've already documented more than 300 mutations over in West Africa right now of Ebola. And so what happens
300?
300. What happens with a mutation is it goes into one person, it comes out different than it went in. If it goes into an animal and comes back out of an animal, the structure of it changes. And this is how a virus that may not have been as deadly can suddenly become deadlier, or it can become airborne.
Airborne.
There are five different strains of Ebola, and the current strain, which has a 60% mortality rate, is actually not the deadliest. The deadliest is called Zaire. That's a 90% mortality rate. And
wow.
So there are, you know, it's
that's still lurking somewhere?
That's lurking over there. And we know now that the carriers of these are bats. That initially, when all of this happened many, many years ago, they thought it was monkeys that carried it. But it's actually the bats over there that carry this deadly form of Ebola.
Wow. Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, it is.
And you've obviously kept up with this and have continued to do your research. You're currently writing another novel, or there's something in the works, too?
I'm working on the sequel. I've been working on it for a while now. It's called Dark Star Rising. It is sequel to the Christ virus. It kind of picks up where it ends off, and it's about the rise of the Antichrist. And it's been a fascinating story to unravel. It's set in the Middle East, and, of course, all of what's happening over there right now has been great fodder for this new story.
Well, I'll tell you, there isn't really a country in the Middle East untouched, is there?
No, not untouched at all.
And certainly Israel is surrounded right now.
It's surrounded, and, of course, the rise of ISIS, which took everybody by surprise, is a game changer. And what has not come out right now, which I think is certainly what the national security people are looking at right now is that Iran is basically Shiite and ISIS is Sunni. And so I believe that ISIS has their eyes on Iran and on their nuclear capability, which I'm sure they're very close to having right now.
Mm-hmm. And their recruiting ability is just amazing, isn't it?
Well, it's amazing because they're a money-making machine. They're bringing in, they estimate, $1 million a day from their oil fields, $20 million this last year in ransoms, and millions more from the banks that they have looted and everything else. So it's
this
a money.
Is, sure. This is a recruiting tool. Well, this is fascinating.
Sure.
I mean, if you have that warrior mentality or just a little bit of a flare-up in your psyche, you know, you want to get going with that, right?
Sure, it's affecting our kids here in the United States. These three girls that were headed over to Syria for training that had been influenced by ISIS's propaganda machine. And ISIS is a propaganda machine, make no mistake about it. And all the victories that they're having out there just fuels this. And that is that they reinforce this idea that what they're doing is right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Dave, great stuff.
Yeah,
thank you again. And at this point, I mean, the Christ Virus is available right now. You can get it, what, online?
You
can
get
here
it
at Parchments, the bookstore.
Parchments has it. You can get it, obviously, at Amazon. It's in Kindle version. And so, and also on my website, daveslade.com.
Okay. Dave, all the best to you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Look forward to chatting with you in the future and to seeing what the future holds with our Lord and being His and being called into this ministry.
Absolutely. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, brother. 107.1 KMKT with Peter Benson. Francesca Battistelli, she's part of the Winter Jam West Tour, and chatting with Francesca next here at KMKT.
Coach Sanchez and your Lobo women's team are back this year, and season tickets are on sale right now. Be there for all the exciting action at the Pit, including 16 home games against tough competition like Stanford, UTEP, San Diego State, and more. The Lobos need your support and energy at the Pit all season long. Call 925-LOBO or go to GoLobos.com for more information. Be more than a fan. Be part of our team.
Join us for the annual Velocity Craft Fair to help students raise funds for their winter retreat, The Peak. Our craft fair features many different types of handmade arts and crafts, homemade goodies, and a snack bar. So come out to support our students and take home some wonderful gifts. You'll be doubly blessed. The Velocity Craft Fair starts on November 7th from noon to 7 p.m. and continues on November 8th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Calvary Albuquerque, located at 4001 Osuna Northeast. For more information, visit calvaryabq.org.
Ever wonder where the music you love today got its start? The Jesus Music Revolution journeys back to the roots of Christian rock and contemporary to see how it all happened in the 70s, 80s, and into the 90s. Tune in and hear for yourself every weekend, Saturdays at 1, Sundays at 5. The Jesus Music Revolution. Sponsored weekly by Southern Boulevard Automotive in Rio Rancho, John Moore and Associates, and the Poulin family of companies. We'll see you for more Jesus music this weekend on KNKT.
I'm Scott Tom, pastor of Cross Christian Fellowship and host of the Bible Answer program, No Other Doctrine, on Saturday mornings at 9. Cross Fellowship Bible College is now accepting applications. You can equip yourself in the Bible, apologetics, or ministry. It starts in January. Get information at crossfellowship.org. That's crossfellowship.org, or call 990-7588. That's 990-7588.
You're well connected for Christian Talk Radio on KNKT. Now, back to ABQ Connect.
Well, certainly fascinating stuff with the Christ Virus, and do have a couple of copies of the book to give away if you'd like a copy of this latest Dave Slade, The Christ Virus novel. Give us a call, 338-5790. Pass that along to you as we get set. Had an opportunity of chatting with Francesca Battistelli. As you remember, a couple of months ago, Francesca was here with the She Ministry, a big women's retreat, and like the whole weekend there. Here it's a little bit shorter, but Francesca, you're out there enjoying winter retreat already here?
For sure, yeah. Winter Jam is such a fun tour. It's been years since we did a Winter Jam, so I'm looking forward to it.
Now, do you get to bring your husband along with you, your family this time, or is it just too quick out?
No, we are. We're going to bring him out. It's, you know, for us, we're out for about 12 days for the whole little run, and so we're going to all be hanging out.
Well, that's fantastic. Talk a little bit about the songs that you'll be including, because it'll be a fairly short set with everybody doing some stuff here on this jam, right?
Yes. It's always tough, you know. When we're out on our headline tours, we're playing over an hour, and this is about 20 minutes, so we're trying to squeeze as many in as we can. But you'll definitely hear the new songs and a couple of the old ones, so going to have to come and find out.
Yeah. Now, has the thought ever occurred to just do a medley?
Yeah, I mean, we're sort of working that out. It's hard, even medley versions of songs. There's still, you know, 20 minutes is nothing. So.
Yeah, right.
But it'll be great. It'll be fun, and hopefully, you know, something that people remember.
Yeah, just that whole collaboration thing. Now, you're flying into Albuquerque, and then you go on the tour from here, or are you driving out with your family?
No, we're not going to drive out. We're going to fly. We're going to fly our band in the night before and drive over and then hop on the bus for about 12 days. I think we've got 9 shows in 12 days and then fly home from, I think, Oregon. So it's not typically how we tour. You know, the West Coast is always different.
Well, certainly. And now you still reside in New York, or have you moved to Nashville at this point?
No, yeah, we're in Nashville. I actually didn't grow up in New York. A lot of people think that I was born there, but I grew up in Orlando. So I moved to Nashville in about 2007, and then we were in Atlanta for a few years when our kids were born, and now we're back in Nashville, and we love it.
Okay, well, that's great. So now the new project, been out a few months, right, if we're honest, and talk about how that's doing and some of your... maybe the feedback or some of your thoughts regarding that project now that it's been out for a while.
Great question. I mean, it's been really neat to have this record out and hear people starting to tell me about songs that are resonating with them. It's probably my favorite album so far, and definitely the most personal. I think just lyrically it's deeper than the other two. And it's just every song for me is I don't know, it's just a good thing. So it's been cool on this tour. This is really the first tour we've done since the record came out.
Hmm.
And so to really see people connecting with the songs and singing along and, you know, having their own stories or favorites has been really neat.
Hey, maybe pick one song, your favorite song from this project, and describe just that relationship with getting intimate, number one, with the Lord, and then with your music and opening it up then to the audience.
Yeah, well, you know, I think my favorite and probably the one describes that the best is the title track, if we're honest. I wrote it with two really good friends, and we were all sort of going through seasons where, you know, there were just relationships in our lives that were changing and people were not being honest with me, for sure, and I wanted to just sort of take him by the shoulders and shake him and say, tell me the truth, you know? And so it really got us talking about what it means to be a believer in this life, how easy it is in the culture we live in to just project an image of who we are to people, especially with social media and, you know, just the fast pace of this life. We want people to just think the best of us always, but that's not how God called us to live. He wants us to be honest with each other about, you know, our struggles and the things we deal with and sin and stuff that is not popular to talk about, but it's stuff that God created us to need each other for. And so really the song is just a personal sort of plea for myself and for others to live lives of authenticity and to be truthful and, you know, to realize we don't have a lot of time. And it's, you know, this life and this world is quickly coming to an end, and we need to make it count and make the most of it. And I think the older I get and the more children we have, the more I realize how quickly time does go by, and I don't want to waste it. And so, it's just a song about that. And I think the whole album sort of lends itself towards that theme of just, let's be honest, you guys. We don't need to mess around with just, you know, pretending, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Hey, has that changed the way maybe you're thinking about doing concerts, a little bit more interaction as well?
It has. You know, I actually have some dreams and starting to enter the plan phase for something a little bit different that maybe would look more like a conference. And you know, but even the nights we have now, you know, I want to interact and I want to see people touched by God. And there's definitely a worship element to our tours now that I love. It's my favorite part of the night. And so, yeah, it's been cool to see how God has where he's taken us in the last year or so.
Yeah, and just the fact that when you came here and did a whole weekend with the women's ministry at Calvary Albuquerque, that kind of coincided with this project, and that gave you a chance to do a little bit more of that developing, right?
Absolutely. That was an amazing weekend and definitely, I think, something that inspired me in a lot of ways. So I'm thankful that we got to be part of it.
Well, that's great. Francesca, all the best to you again. It's coming up November 6th. You're part of the big Winter Jam, Hillsong, and Jeremy Camp, and a whole bunch more. And going to be great to get you back here in New Mexico.
Looking forward to it. We can't wait.
Thank you, Francesca Battistelli. Have a great trip out here, okay?
Thanks so much.
They say you're the king of everything, the one who taught the wind to sing, the source of the rhythm my heart keeps beating. And they say you can give the blind their sight, and you can bring the dead to life, you can be the hope my soul's been seeking. I want to tell you now that I believe it, I want to tell you now that I believe it, I do, that you can make me.
Francesca Battistelli from her latest, The Honest album, as she brings that sound and at least a few of her songs, about a 20-minute set for pretty much all of the artists, and of course the headliner, Hillsong United, heading up the Winter Jam West. That is November 6th, kicking their tour off right here in Albuquerque and then heading out west and up the coast. But tickets available right now to be at the Star Center in Rio Rancho, which, by the way, will go to that Star Center Rio Rancho campus for the Pumpkin Patch a little bit later on in the program this afternoon, all right? See what's happening with Galloping Grace Youth Ranch. On the way next, Blue Star Moms coming up here at KNKT.
The Citizen Link update this hour is brought to you by Gonstead Family Chiropractic. Most health insurance is accepted. Complete care for your entire family. Experience the Gonstead difference. 505-884-8584 or GonstedNM.com. They believe everyone deserves to feel great.
Citizen Link with Stuart Shepard.
This is it. The election is next week. So I took a walk around the building here at Citizen Link and focus on the family. I asked my colleagues one question. How would you encourage Christian conservatives to get out and vote?
You know, I often hear people say they want to do something that will make a difference. Protecting marriage, life, and religious freedom, you can do something by voting.
People should vote because control of the Senate is at stake. That means judges, that means policies, and so much more.
I think it's very important for people to vote this year because there are a lot of important ballot initiatives that Christians need to make sure they get out there and have their voices heard on.
Because too many people complain without actually taking action about it.
Your vote may determine what kind of judges we have in this country. And that determines what kind of freedoms you're going to have. So vote your conscience.
If you don't vote, then you shouldn't complain.
If you don't vote, you lose your voice. If you don't vote, you can't complain when things go wrong. If you don't vote, you're not a part of the process.
To make a difference.
It's necessary to get the country back on the right path. We've been veering off of the way it was founded.
This is our chance to stand with a long line of fellow Americans over time, from our founding fathers down to now, making a difference for the good of our families and making a difference in the world.
Many of the groups in our Association of State Family Policy Councils have put together voter guides or other information to help you make an informed decision. We've collected links to resources for more than 30 states. We wish we had information for every state, but you can find the long list that we've put together on citizenlink.com. Just look for the orange voter information button on the right side of the page. And then, go vote. I'm Stuart Shepherd.
CitizenLink is a public policy partner of Focus on the Family. For more information about us, go to citizenlink.com.
You're well connected for Christian Talk Radio on KNKT. Now, back to ABQ Connect.
KMKT, let's refer back here earlier in the program. Dave Slade, The Christ Virus book, that went out to a couple of guys, John and Paul. Congratulations this afternoon. Be a good one to pick up. Very relevant reading material. Dave Slade's novel, Christ Virus, available online, DaveSlade.com, or at Parchments, the bookstore. Let's check in with the Blue Star Mothers and Hildred Reidenauer from, Los Lunas area, right?
Yes.
How you doing, Hildred?
I'm fine.
And that does bring to mind, this is the Rio Grande Valley chapter of the Blue Star Mothers, correct?
Yes, it is. Even though I live in Las Lunas, I've been a charter member with the Rio Grande Valley chapter for 11 years.
Well, you're up and down the valley for sure.
Yes.
And at the airport and doing all these packing parties, and that goes on now at about, I think, 2911 2nd Street Northwest.
2919 2nd Street.
Very good. I'm just doing that from memory. So,
and we have our holiday packing on the 15th of November.
Okay. So what are you going to be packing? That kind of has to do with getting stuff in, doesn't it?
Yes. We are short of donations, and we do need mostly protein items like tuna and chicken, salmon, and everything in foils, you know, small packets, so our troops can carry those with them.
Of course.
And, of course, jerky and Slim Shims, Vienna sausage in the pop-top cans, and protein bars and granola bars and coffee, and they really like Starbucks coffee.
Okay. Those little sticks, I'm sure, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they do have small packets also.
Wow.
And
okay.
Hot chocolate, apple cider, instant oatmeal, and the fruit cups. Applesauce and
fruit and nut granola bars too, right?
Granola bars. Yes.
Anything with protein or something to give them a little bit of a jolt there on the trail, right?
Any kind of protein bar, nuts, anything like that, and you know, applesauce. And these fruits we prefer in pop top cans because the little pouches, the little cups sometimes break.
Of course.
And sunflower seeds. Anything like that.
And green chili, got to have the chili, right?
Absolutely, yes. We take it both in the 505 and any amount of chili we can get in the little cans. And the best place to buy those is at Sam's.
Sure. This is all about just good tidings from New Mexico. This is from their home base wherever they are might be serving. And you're saying, some of the troops have come home, but certainly they are being sanctioned all over the world now, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We have troops in Africa, as everybody knows, and all over the world we have troops.
Yeah.
And we also still collect a little bit of toiletries, the unscented wet wipes, the small packages they need, because
okay.
sometimes that's the only way they can clean themselves.
Sure.
And
sure.
hand warmers and foot warmers. This is the time of year. You know, we think desert and all that, but it gets very cold over there in the winter.
Sure it does. Well, and you were saying donations are down a little bit.
Yes, they are, and we had to cut our packing from 5 yearly to 3.
Really?
Because
well,
we just don't have the merchandise.
That's not good.
No, it isn't.
We need because, to step this up a little bit.
Yes, because people think our troops are coming home. And some of them are, yes, but not all of them. And some of them are still getting deployed.
Right. And you're sending out as many boxes as you possibly can, aren't you?
Yes, we do.
I mean, we want to cover all of our troops.
We sent not only to individual soldiers and, you know, airmen and sailors, and but we send them to chaplains and commanders. And from there, the boxes and all what is in the boxes goes to troops. We don't have the addresses, and this is another outreach for us. So pretty much everybody can get something.
Sure. So basically, less than 3 weeks from that packing party, so all these donations have to come in now. And you're saying supplies are definitely down, so let's bring them in. How do they do that? Do they just bring them directly to the warehouse there?
Yes, they can go to 2919 Second Street, or if, because we're all volunteers, if no one is there, they can take them to Mechanical Concept next door.
Okay.
And that's a safe place to drop off donations.
Or they could just cut a check there, too, couldn't they?
Yes, and they can send a check to P.O. Box 9176, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 8711. And I'm not seeing this very good on my
okay.
card.
That's all right.
119.
Okay.
9176, yeah.
Okay.
And that's just BSM. Or they can just put Blue Star Mothers on the envelope, and that's the address. And also our Troop Support Center phone number is 345-6724.
Okay, we'll do everything on our end to get the word out on this. Again, Hildred, and all the best to you for the packing party coming up
Thank
on the
you.
15th. We'll definitely
Thank
have you in between now and then. But, folks, do what you can to really bless our troops and give them a good shout out here into this, and this is the holiday, the big packing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We try to do 600 boxes, and we do need volunteers. Everybody's welcome to help us pack.
Certainly, and you're looking for. I mean, if what would qualify as a Blue Star mother, if you have a troop serving, obviously, or
yes,
or a Gold Star mom, if you
if you lost a child, yeah,
right.
Your Blue Star turns gold, and they don't need to be. Even active duty, so long as they have served or are serving, they can be a Blue Star mother.
Okay. Many ways to be involved. With,
yes, and we also have associates. If you don't have a child in the service, you can also still be involved with us through association.
Yeah, Blue Star dads too, right?
And absolutely. They do all the heavy lifting for us.
All right.
And
so
the associates.
Get them
so,
out there.
Yes, we welcome anyone except small children. You know, really
yeah.
small children because of the danger of getting hurt.
Well, of course, of course.
So,
and they want to get into the fruit cups and everything. So.
Yes. Well, we're talking about falling.
I understand. Hildred, thank you so much. And again, it's 2919 Second Street. That's the west side of Second Street, just what a little bit north or south of Candelaria, I guess.
It's south of Candelaria and a little bit north of Manal. It's between Manal and Candelaria.
Okay, and Mechanical Concepts, yeah.
Dark blue, and our service banner is on the building. You really cannot miss it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Hildred. We appreciate it. Again, Blue Star Mothers doing their packing party for Christmas. Real soon, get those donations in.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
The 15th, and who wants to volunteer? Please be there 8:45 on that Saturday, and or you can help on Friday afternoon for prepack. There's a lot of work there for prepacking.
Okay, give us the website again. It's one of those acronyms, right?
Yes, it's RGVNMBSM.org.
RGV for Rio Grande Valley, NM, Blue Star Moms BSM.
Yes. Okay. .org.
Thank you, Hildred.
Thank you, Peter.
You bet. Have a great afternoon. 1:44 at KNKT. Right back with Galloping Grace on the way next.
Ready to achieve your college degree and advance your career? Attend Grand Canyon University. Founded in 1949, GCU is Arizona's premier private Christian university. Our expanding campus in the heart of Phoenix helps students find their purpose by applying Christian values to their education. GCU's diverse and challenging programs develop students into critical thinkers, effective communicators, and responsible leaders. We also offer a rich campus experience. Our 100-acre Phoenix campus includes a brand new recreation center, a 5,000-seat arena, a resort-style swimming pool, and three new residence halls. For working professionals, GCU offers flexible evening and online courses that work with your schedule while allowing close communication with instructors. A quality education is just the beginning of our value. In fact, GCU is now as affordable as many state universities. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Pursue your degree on campus, online, or in the evening. Schedule a campus tour today. Visit gcu.edu.
ABQ Marketplace, the first Friday of each month at 1 p.m. during ABQ Connect. And through the end of October, mention KNKT and enjoy these special offers. A free pre-qualification and copy of your credit report from Elizabeth Orozco at Home Trust Mortgage, 804-5037. 15% off all store items, excluding clearance items at Rio Grande Wholesale. Some restrictions apply. Call 242-3739. Chili Rio takes $5 off your group's next order. One offer per group, chilirio.com. Your first consultation and exam are free at Natural Life Acupuncture and Wellness. Visit naturallifeacupuncture.com. Leading Edge Voice and Data Communications offers 10% off all services for new and existing customers. LeadingEdgeNM.com or call 292-6564 or email service at leadingedgenm.com. Each month, KNKT listeners enjoy special offers from local businesses. Review October's ABQ Marketplace specials at knkt.com/ABQ Marketplace.
You're well connected for Christian Talk Radio on KNKT. Now, back to ABQ Connect.
It's KNKT 107.1 FM. Let's go back up to that Rio Rancho area. Talk to Francesca Battistelli, who's going to be at the Star Center with Winter Jam about a couple of weeks away. Now, Pumpkin Patch with Galloping Grace Youth Ranch and the big layout up there for harvest time here in New Mexico. Max Wade, where exactly are you there in the Rio Rancho complex?
Yeah, Peter, we're up here in the parking lot, southwest parking lot of the City Event Center, the Santa Ana Star Event Center. So we're just up to the southwest of that building.
Okay. This is your second year at that location, right?
It is.
How is it going?
You know, I think this is going to be probably one of the best years we've ever had. The community has really rallied and come out here in large crowds, and it's been really good. We've had a lot of great participation from the schools, both Albuquerque and Rio Rancho. So it's been a wonderful season so far.
So that little extra trip up there hasn't really daunted the effort, has it?
No, it really hasn't. You know, we've done some new things up here that make it even more exciting and fun. So, you know, I think everybody's willing to take a little bit of a drive.
Well, I tell you, you do make it fun. So much going on with games and just that whole atmosphere that you guys create. And I had to get you on the air at least once to let folks know you're going to be doing it, through Friday, right?
That's right. We're going to be open every day this week from 9 to 6 o'clock, and 9 in the morning and 6 in the evening. And then on Halloween, we're going to close down a little early. We'll be 9 until noon, and then that's when we'll close it up. So unless we just run out of everything here, we've got a good week ahead of us.
Well, a great opportunity, obviously, of folks getting their pumpkins up there. How many pumpkins are you going to go through this year?
You know, it'll probably be anywhere from 8 to 10 semi-loads of pumpkins, which is thousands and thousands of them. We still have a nice selection left, but they're going fast. It's been a busy day today already, and we expect the rest of the week to be that way. So for those of you out there that are still looking for a nice pumpkin for Halloween, we still got a bunch.
Now, no wacky contest like the pumpkin carving you guys did. Did you set the record last year for that?
We did, in fact. We are now the current world record holder for the most pumpkins. It's the simultaneous carve record. So that belongs here in Rio Rancho now, and we're in the Guinness book. So we had a great turnout last year. I think our record was a little over 1,200 pumpkins or 1,200 people carving it simultaneously.
That's fantastic. Obviously, that's a one-of-its-kind type contest. Anything unique going on this week that you can point people to?
You know, we don't have any extracurricular events going on, but we have our everyday great activities, huge corn pits and big slides and lots of animals.
Oh, yeah.
We do have a whole new litter of pigs that a lot of people have been able to see. Got 12 piglets that were born just the day before we opened the pumpkin patch, so it's been fun watching them grow all this month.
No doubt. And, of course, let them know where all of this funding goes to Galloping Grace.
That's right. Our admission is free. We don't charge for any of our activities, but we do ask that people consider buying pumpkins or leaving a donation, because all the funds from this event go to fund our nonprofit, which is Galloping Grace Youth Ranch, and that's about that nonprofit is all about getting kids involved in agriculture, farming, ranching, getting around livestock and growing crops and being outdoors and understanding how food works in our community.
Yeah, it's a less traveled road these days. So glad you're doing that, Max, and I know that there's great joy in that.
There really is. It's it's still part of our mission to bring pure joy to children. And we believe we can do that by kind of going back to our roots and back to what great granddad did and before him, and being out and raising the family's food.
Yep. And you're certainly open to all schools or just anybody show up pretty much any time between that 10 to 6 all week, right?
That's right. 9 to 6. We're open to the public. We only have a couple field trips this week. We've closed our field trips down for the season, but it's open to the public. Anybody can come out and have a great time.
All right. And that is, again, up there at the southwest corner of the Star Center, Rio Rancho.
That's right. For an address that people might want to look at, it's 3001 Civic Center Drive. That's zip code 87144. And like I said, that's the southwestern parking lot of the Santa Ana Star Event Center.
Okay, definitely worth the trip. And you guys have a blast up there, all right?
Thank you, Peter. I sure appreciate it, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Max Wade again from Galloping Grace and the big old pumpkin patch up there in Rio Rancho. And 107.1 KMKT 152, right back with more in a minute on ABQ Connect today.
Change in weather often means change in road conditions, which could mean change in auto body integrity. If your vehicle has more wrinkles than it should, remember the experts at Lloyd's Rides give your car the quality workmanship it deserves. Lloyd's Rides works with your insurance company to get your vehicle repaired in a quality and timely manner. Go to LloydsRides.com. That's L-O-I-D-S Rides.com. Powered by the Almighty.
Hi, this is Skip Heitzig. In addition to airing a teaching program on KMKT, we've also made a commitment of time and resources to place The Connection on radio stations all around the world. It's always an encouragement hearing from local listeners and from others around the globe. It lets us know that lives are being impacted with the truth of God's Word, both here and abroad. With that in mind, would you please take the time to contact The Connection and other ministries that you listen to on 107.1 FM. You'll find a complete listing of these ministries at knkt.com. In addition to your kind words, please consider a financial gift to offset the costs associated with airing these important programs. Now, from experience, I can assure you, it's always greatly appreciated. Please go to knkt.com, where you will find the information you need to contact the ministries heard on 107.1 FM.
According to one source, the top internet dating sites worldwide receive well over 100 million unique visitors each month. Even if that number isn't exact, let's face it, online dating sites wouldn't stay in business unless lots of people were using them. The existence of these sites and the number of people who use them proves something God said in the beginning. It is not good for man to be alone. We need and want relationships, especially the ultimate lifelong intimate relationship between a man and a woman as husband and wife. If that's the desire of your heart, make it a matter of prayer. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's plan for marriage on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
You're well connected for Christian Talk Radio on KNKT. Now, back to ABQ Connect.
Okay, and KT, sure love spanning the spectrum here of our great community, ABQ, up there, RR, Rio Rancho-wise. And now we're going right in the heart of the city, one of our little-known communities, Martinistown, one of the original communities. And that's actually a spinoff of that great little church, Second Presbyterian, down there, right?
Absolutely.
So tell me, Ann Edenfield Sweet, you're going to be doing kind of a continuation of the Make a Difference Day tonight, right?
Yes. Actually, it goes for the entire weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and then for us, we meet on Monday night. So tonight is our Make a Difference Day. It's kind of the final event of Make a Difference Day. We've got 100 t-shirts to give out to people.
Wow.
And we're going to pick up trash in the Martinistown area. We turn it into a game, and we have a lot of fun. And then, of course, we follow with our dinner and our speaker. And so it's just a great night. I hope people will come out and help us.
That's wonderful. Just again, a little indication of what you guys do, of something totally different every Monday night there with Wings.
We do. And tonight, one of the sad things we're talking about, but it's so important, is suicide. And so we've got the head of the New Mexico Suicide Prevention Coalition coming in, speaking about that. And then we've got Dogs. Another organization that does dogs and comfort animals is also going to bring in a couple animals. And so that's going to be kind of fun tonight, too, because it's, you know, when people have lost a loved one or they're really concerned about something, and contemplating suicide, sometimes animals can make all the difference in the world. So, yeah, it should be quite the night tonight.
Well, yeah. Now, what time are you starting that? Because your dinner and a meeting thing, that always goes together. But how are you going to work that Make a Difference Day in?
Well, here's what we do. We'll be there early tonight around 4:30, about 5:15, if people can show up. We'll start handing out trash bags and gloves. The city of Albuquerque gives us gloves and bags to pick things up. And then we got our shirts. Then we divide into teams. We go out and we pick up trash in different parts of the area. And then we gather back about 10 to 6. And then, of course, we have to get pictures of all of our trash that we pick up. And then all the bags, and then we come in, and then our dinner starts at 6 o'clock. So that's how we tie it all in.
That's great. That's great. Of course, dogs really are, that's a God-given comfort for us. And I think November is Suicide Prevention Month, isn't it? So you guys are getting ready for that, obviously.
Well, we are. And the thing is that New Mexico ranks number 3 in deaths by suicide. And of course, our Native American population is just skyrocketing, and it's tragic. And so we try to, you know, address these issues that are really, really difficult issues, and by bringing in the experts. And so Sabrina Strong will be there tonight. And if anybody knows anybody that's, you know, ever lost a loved one, please come. And my husband actually is a bereavement coordinator. He's going to be there tonight. He works for a hospice company, but he actually wants to come in here and also meet with everybody. So it's a chance for people to just talk about a really difficult issue. And, of course, we talk about it in front of the kids because our kids are committing suicide. And we just can't have such horrible things happening.
Ministry opportunity, certainly, for all of us, just to be there and to be a friend and to be a listener and to be a Christ ambassador. No matter
Absolutely.
What the situation is, you know, I mean, he calls us to go into these areas, not to shrink back. So thanks again for doing that, Ann. And
we're blessed. So,
Talk a little bit, because it's still not too late. I know that we brought up the New Mexico Healthy Families coordination thing that you've been doing all this month.
We have been. And if we get actually through today, will be our deadline now. But if we get any nominations for Healthy Families, and these are the people that, especially for our church listeners, These are the people in the congregations, the Cub Scout leaders, the soccer coaches, the football leaders, the people that are in the neighborhoods, in the schools, the parents that are making a difference.
Okay.
The kids are doing well in school and succeeding in life.
So let's honor them. And yeah, point us to the website where they can sign up for this.
They can go to our website. We've got the registration form on our website. It's wings4, and that's spelled out F-O-R, life. L-I-F-E, international.org.
All right.
We've got all the information and the application form there.
Okay. See you back in Martinistown tonight and Edenfield Suite. Appreciate the update. All the best to you Monday here. And that's a wrap. KNKT with Peter Benson. Back with you tomorrow, 1 o'clock, right here at KNKT.
Views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management of KNKT Radio or Calvary Albuquerque.